Sophia Smith, who is half Irish and half Malaysian, has been cooking in Prague since the late 90s. Angel Restaurant, where she was the executive head chef, received much critical acclaim. Its opening was written about by Fodor's as the culinary event of the year. And as a freelance chef, Sophia Smith continues to put a smile on the faces of Prague's food lovers. Most recently, she has been hosting themed nights at Prague's James Joyce Irish Pub and teaching cooking classes at the capital's Cucina Rivero cooking studio. I spoke to the chef about what she most enjoys about cooking, how Prague's food culture has changed over the years, and what her early culinary influences were.
I was actually born in Belfast, but my family left when I was quite young, and we spent half and half the time in the UK and also in Kuala Lumpur. So I think my favourite foods has to be from both cultures, you know, the baked goods of Ireland or Britain and the heavy stews and things like that. And also lots and lots of fantastic Asian food.
And you have a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering, systems mm-hmm. and networks. That's not exactly a typical start into a cooking career. So maybe you could talk a bit about when you decided to leave your profession to pursue cooking professionally.
A few years ago, when I actually got tired of the IT world and the corporate world, and I've always been interested in cooking. I've always cooked for friends, for parties, even when I was a teenager. So wanting a career change, I thought I'll give it a go. And I started very small in just by sheer luck, sheer serendipity, a chance to actually open a cafe in the British Council, back when the British Council was actually just off Narodni. So that's how I got my start. And discovered that I absolutely loved actually not just cooking, but actually being with people, cooking for people, you know. Cooking actually came more naturally to me than actually working in IT, to be perfectly honest.
That's interesting. So I think you arrived in Prague in 1997. Mm-hmm. That was 8 years after the Velvet Revolution. What was your first impression of the city and the country in general?
Everything was very exciting then. And to me, Prague was also very exotic. They were, you know, there was a buzz, there were lots of things happening. You know, we couldn't get certain things, but there is the whole excitement of it. And there was a lot of promise about what's going to happen in the future for Prague. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's an absolutely beautiful city and it still is a beautiful city.
And when you first came here, was it still palpable that the communists did not really place great importance on good food? And were good restaurants few and far in between, or was the quality of food already much improved?
Back in 1997, there wasn't a lot of choice, I think. And also, it was actually a lot of it is what was considered Czech food. Back then, when I arrived, I didn't actually realize that what you had in most of the restaurants weren't actually good Czech food. Which I've, you know, over the years I've learned. Certainly there's a big difference from when it was back then and now. And there's certainly a lot more choice.
You already mentioned that you opened a cafe here. I think it was called Angel Cafe. Mm-hmm. And then later you opened Angel Restaurant, where you were the executive head chef. And it was very successful It was very successful, and Fodor's even called it the culinary event of the year when it opened. Did you anticipate this great success, or did that come as a total surprise?
Angel Restaurant wasn't actually my restaurant. I was actually asked to head up this restaurant with that concept. To be honest, we always aimed to do the best that we could at that time, and you know, I've got really, really high standards. In terms of the success, critical acclaim, I was humbled by it, but all we did, we worked really hard and we gave our best. And I think in life, that will come if you do that.
Working as a chef, of course, entails long hours. It's a very physical and hard job. So maybe you could talk about what makes it worth it? Which moments make it worth all the hard work?
People coming back again, people saying that they have, you know, enjoyed themselves, they have learned something new by trying something different, But essentially, I think for me as a chef, it's about people enjoying themselves and getting pleasure from sharing food, from tasting. I mean, food is a pleasure, isn't it? So that's what I get from it. On top of that, because of the logistics of the kitchen, sometimes when you have a really, really busy service and it goes smoothly, it's like playing sports. You know, you get the rush and the adrenaline exactly like playing sports. But my biggest reward is actually just everybody having a good time, and that includes the people working in the kitchen, in the restaurant, and the guests.
So could you tell us a bit about your own business now, Angel Food?
I'm actually work as a freelance chef and as Sophia Smith, Angel Food. For some reason, the name Angel has stuck with me right from the very beginning. So I think people associate me with Angel Food. But at the moment, I freelance as Sophia Smith, and I do cookery classes, I do events, I do restaurant consultancy, and whatever other project that comes out that's to do with food.
Could you maybe describe some specific projects that you have worked on that you really enjoyed or that you're planning to do in the near future?
I do really fun events at the James Joyce Irish Pub, and we do theme nights, anything from Goa to Southeast Asia. We even did a chili competition, and I absolutely love working there because it's good fun. You know, I'm half Irish, so anything in an Irish pub is great. And with music, and that's been fantastic. I'm also a guest chef at Cucina Rivero, which is a small, beautiful cookery studio on Sukhanitska Street, and I run several crop courses there. And along with Emmanuel Rivero, I also do a private dining or supper club. We're trying to get that off the ground. The idea is actually to set up events based around food and drink, and we inform just a small selection of people, and the seating is limited, and they come and, you know, you wine and you dine and you mingle. It's a new concept in dining here, I think. It doesn't really exist, but it's huge now all over the UK, you know, and I think even big in Argentina and the States, this sort of supper club concept.
What is it like to work freelance as opposed to, you know, having the same kitchen you go to every day? Is that a much more, I'd imagine it's much more diverse and exciting in many ways?
You got it right. Yeah, it's very exciting freelancing. I'm never, ever bored, but I'm always constantly working. Whereas if you've actually got a stable job in a restaurant, the hours are long, it's hard, but you turn up, you do your thing, and then at the end of the day, you go home and then you repeat it. So working in a restaurant gives you, I suppose, a bit of stability as opposed to freelancing. But, you know, there's a trade-off always. But for sure, freelancing, I'm never, never, ever bored. There's always something exciting. And you also have to be very creative when you're freelancing, thinking of different ideas and different projects, which is fun.
It sounds very fun. I also believe that one of the restaurants where you were or are a guest chef is Sancho, which has received a lot of critical acclaim. Have you actually developed any items on the menu, or what was your role in Sancho?
I was part of the opening team of Sancho. Sancho is a great restaurant, and I hear it's doing really, really well. And Sancho brought a different style of dining to Prague, which is much needed. But I was just part of the opening team. I helped develop the dessert menu, the bread in the beginning, and, you know, worked the line in the beginning.
Are you the person behind the incredible pudding at Sancho?
Oh, that sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah, that sticky toffee pudding.
Yes, but I have to say, I mean, I'm actually amazed about this whole sticky toffee pudding thing, which actually we even did at Angel. I've done it for years, but it's taken off. And to be honest, it's actually a very traditional English pudding. My recipe is really, really basic, but I know it's incredibly sexy dessert. So I can't take full credit because it's not a an original recipe. It's not my creation as such, even though I've tweaked it to make it mine. But yes, do you want the recipe?
I would definitely, even though it might lead down a very hazardous slope. My last question for you would be, what are some of your favorite places to go and eat in the city, to go and buy food in the city? And how do you feel, at what level is Prague right now culinarily?
Okay, my favorite place to go to is actually Café de Paris in Malastrana on Matesca Namisti. Simple concept. It's really relaxed. The people there are really, really nice. I like the noodle bar, one of the first noodle bars here. And the guys there actually make everything from scratch themselves. So, and they're brilliant. I love hanabi on Pateshka Namisti as well, for sort of Japanese dishes. Not just the sushi, but the other dishes they do. So I think those are my three favorite places. And somebody's going to tell me off for not remembering other places. Because you remember that I cook with a lot of exotic ingredients, so when I chill out, I actually like my food quite simple. Prague has changed over the years, and I really love the fact now that there are a lot of farmers' markets. I go to Holešovice, the market, every week. That's where I get my potatoes and anything locally produced, eggs, butter, I get from Holešovice market because I live quite close by. And I've got my vegetable man there, but it's... the farmers' market is going to do it, and local produce is going to do it. That, and that's going to make a difference here. And people eating better and having more of a feel for food.